we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. My driver's license says my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Actually, my driver's license doesn't say that, but that is who I am. So we are thankful that you have tuned into the Refresh radio program today. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and tomorrow is the day that we will be distributing the hurricane supplies, 8 a.m. at our in our parking lot, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. That's two blocks north of 520. It is two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, which is State Road 3. If you are coming from Cocoa onto Merritt Island, you're going to want to turn on Tropical Trail and turn left and go up to Tangerine Avenue, which is two streets, and then hang a right. That will take you to our parking lot. There are no left turn lanes onto Grove Street or Parnell Street or McLeod from 520. So if you're coming from the mainland onto Merritt Island, you either turn at Tropical Trail or you go up to Courtney Parkway, turn left, and then you're going to make a left at the Pizza Hut there. So that is how that you would get to our property. We have a truckload of hurricane supplies. There's going to be water. There's going to be cleaning supplies. There's going to be dry wipes that when you dip them in water, it kills 99% of the bacteria. There is going to be food, non-perishable food that is available. There are going to be a few tarps, but you need to bring documentation or a photograph or something showing that you actually need tarps because they're in limited supply. There are going to be some diapers that will be on an as-needed basis. Thankfully, I don't need those any longer. Hold on for just a moment of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then there are paper goods that are available. Actually, that is one of the things that we did in our household when we lost the water was my wife went out and daughters and they got plasticware, they got paper plates, they got styrofoam coffee cups, plastic drinking cups. So it greatly reduced the amount of dishes that we had to wash during this exceptionally busy couple of weeks that we have had since Hurricane Irma came through. And so we're looking forward to the distribution tomorrow. Like I said, it starts at 8. If you are in one of the churches around and want to come and help with the distribution, you can show up a little bit earlier at 7:30, and we will see if we can't get everything organized. I want it to be done with excellence. I want it to be done with compassion, and I want it to be a blessing to people. That's what it is. And so if you know of someone who needs some of these items, listen, there are people who are impoverished in our community, and the food itself could be a blessing to them. So if we can free up some money in their budget, that maybe there are things that they need that are not on this list, but everybody needs food. And so hopefully everybody needs cleaning supplies. And so if this can be a blessing to you and free up money in your budget to meet other needs that you have in your life, such as the lost wages from not being able to work while the storm was here. I drove, I believe this was last week when I was driving down in Melbourne and just saw huge stretches of road that had no power. And when you get the power on, that doesn't mean that you get those hours back that you were supposed to work. Just a large commercial district. And so there are some challenges. One of the things that I've seen is make sure that you are using the sewer system sparingly. From what I saw on the news the other day, it was running at double capacity. And when you are beyond capacity, guess what happens? That stuff backs up and then it starts entering houses. And so please be judicious in the use of the septic system. So once again, we'd like to thank the folks at Ness Rentals, N-E-S-S, right here in Cocoa, Florida, for helping us with the forklifts that have been necessary to unload these trucks get it to where we could get these supplies to the people. So just a couple of suggestions one more time. Before I forget, I do want to also thank the Spartanburg, South Carolina Police Department for gathering supplies. I want to thank Paul McKee and his directorship of Southern Baptist Church's Disaster Relief Services. He has been working nonstop, not just with this issue. They're also dealing with Fort Myers, some supplies that they've got. They've got feeding teams on the ground there, and then they will also be sending a truck their way here in just a couple of weeks. So I want to say thank you to them and all of the folks who donated supplies. And thankfully, I got feedback that people were actually putting tracts of information about the gospel in some of those supplies so that people could hear. Listen, Jesus cares about our physical needs, but there are also temporal needs. They can be right now, they can be immediate, but our greatest needs are our eternal needs. And we've had opportunity to pray for people, and it's been a really exciting week. I'm not going to lie, I will be looking forward to Monday after this episode has passed, and we're get back to a little bit more of a normal ministry routine schedule. I do need to let you know, because we are such a small church, we average 50 to 60 on most Sunday mornings, we will not be having service on Sunday night this week. The reason being for that is because whenever we do something like this, it is an all hands on deck ministry, and it is taxing. And to be honest with you, many of us have not even addressed situations with our own house. And so we need the opportunity to recharge at our prayer meeting Wednesday night. It was this: God, give us supernatural rest. Give us supernatural strength. Give us the ability to serve with excellence, but Lord, also to serve with compassion. That's what we want to do. And so we're going to give our folks a night of rest, and give the pastor a night of rest, and that's going to be much needed and much appreciated. So I don't know everything that's on the truck. Those are the general items that I was informed about, and so we want to let you know: water, cleaning supplies, dry wipes that kill bacteria when wet, food, a few tarps, diapers, and paper goods. Two ways that you can help make this ministry a success. You can go to our Facebook page. You can get the announcement that we have put on there about what is happening. Share that, and then that way that reaches your sphere of influence. It reaches your coworkers. You can tell people to check Facebook for themselves to find out the latest information. But that's only one of the ways. The other way is if you know someone that has a need, tell them personally, and if they do not have transportation, please help them to get to where the supplies are. I believe that we are not really owners of the things that we possess. We are stewards of things that actually God possesses. And so my vehicles are tools that God has given me to use for the kingdom of God. My home is a tool that God has given me to use for the glory of the kingdom of God. This radio program is a tool that God has given to us to use for the glory of God. And I'm just going to declare that because of these storms, that this is going to be the most successful year of radio ministry, because we have been able to connect people with a need, with a solution. And hopefully some of the information that we have shared in these past couple of weeks will have been greatly beneficial to you. So Sunday morning, we will have Sunday school at 9:30. We will have worship service at 10:30. And I look forward to being able to express gratitude to all of those who have helped us to pull this ministry off. This is hopefully going to be a multi-church event, not just a Merit Assembly of God event. There is a spirit of unity that is coming together with some of the churches on Merit Island that I am so appreciative of, because when brethren dwell together in unity, that is the place that God commands blessing. And so we are looking forward to the things that we can do together. We are better together. I was driving to the radio station, and I took a route that I don't normally take. I had missed the exit off of the interstate. I was coming up on the interstate today, and I should have got off one spot, and I didn't really focus on that too much, and drove right past it. So I ended up coming a way that I don't normally come, and saw not just one tree, not just two, not just three, but I saw an entire cluster of trees. Now, it was a pretty compact cluster, but these were significant trees, and they had completely and totally toppled over as a group. And I thought, man, the power that must have been in that wind to be able to pull. There was probably six or eight trees that all went down in a group. I said, the power that was necessary to bring that down is incomprehensible to me. I can't think of how many people it would have taken to be able to do that on our own, but it was taken care of with just a breeze. What could God topple in your life, a spiritual stronghold that maybe the enemy has planted in your life, maybe multiple strongholds in your life, if we would just allow to God to breathe on our situation, for the Holy Spirit to move in our situation to such an extent that the landscape would be changed, not in a negative manner the way this storm did, but in a positive manner for the glory of God. So we're gonna get to Matthew chapter 14. Hopefully you can come out and join us tomorrow. I'm praying that it goes very quickly, and that people will find the resources that they need, that they'll be beneficial to them, and that we can wrap it up kind of early. My wife comes home tomorrow night. I'm very excited about her returning, and things are looking up with her mom's situation there in Texas, and we're greatly appreciative. So, Matthew chapter 14, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And Mark chapter 6 says, "Go and see what you have." And they said, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So as we had talked about yesterday, the disciples wanted to send the multitudes away to the villages, which would have so that they could provide food for themselves, so that they could go and buy the food. But that would have strained the villages. And Jesus turns around and he says, they don't need to go away. And he said, I've got solutions that you don't know about. One of the things that I like to remind people of is God is not short of wisdom. God is never caught off unaware. God is not short on provision. This last week, I was reminded in my prayer time that God is not the God of almost enough. He is not just the God of enough, but he is the God who is more than enough. Several years ago, we had a missionary who was itinerating, trying to raise the funds so that she could get to the mission field. And I will never forget this as long as I can. Remember, she said, one of the names of God is not Jehovah Stingy. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who provides. And when you look around and you don't see the natural provision, he says, go and see what you have. He says, you give them something to eat. And in Mark chapter 6, it says, go and see what you have. Now, as long as we have it, as long as we keep it in our possession, then it's going to be ours. But the abilities, the miracles that are locked inside of that are still restricted. When they went to investigate, they found that they didn't have any resources. They found one little boy. You can see, read about that in John chapter 6, verse number 9. They had one boy who had the loaves. He had five loaves and two fish. I worked for a pastor one time. And he said, not only was the miracle of the feeding the 5,000 a reality, but the miracle was that the little boy hadn't eaten his lunch yet. I've got a testimony about that. You know, I've got that experience in my life. Took my lunch, ate it for breakfast, and then when lunch came, I didn't have any lunch. And so the disciples didn't even have anything for themselves. What they did find was one person who had a little bit of provision that if he had kept it to himself, thousands of people would have suffered. So I want to ask you today, are you willing to take whatever God has placed in your possession to be a steward of? Are you willing to take that and put it into the hands of Jesus? Because five loaves and two fish can either feed one person, it might even be able to feed, you know, if a person is extra generous, it might be able to feed five or six people or seven people. But it's as long as we keep it to our natural abilities, as long as we limit it to what we can do with it, as long as we maintain control over it, that's what I really want to say today. As long as we maintain control over it, its potential is going to be limited. But Jesus in Matthew chapter 14, verse number 18, he said, bring them to me. And this is where the miracle begins to take place. Not only was he teaching them the word of God, not only did he minister to their physical needs, but now their needs for healing, but now he was getting ready to demonstrate to them his supernatural capabilities. He is Lord over the storm. He is Lord over all the earth and everything that is in it. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the hills, and everything under the hills. And so he said to them, bring them to me. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. Now, I want to share this with you because many times we don't focus on this. And that is, If we are going to receive the miraculous provision of God, we need to be positioned where God wants us to be positioned. I think there are too many free agents, if you will, in the kingdom of God. I think that they are too many roaming stars, roaming throughout the cosmos without that strategic placement that God wants. And you need a place in the body of Christ. I had a conversation with someone, and they were talking, well, I get my spiritual nutrition from television. I watch the preachers on television. I said, that's great. That's phenomenal. Okay. Some people, are listening to this program and other programs, and you get your spiritual nutrition from that. That's phenomenal. There's nothing wrong with that. But where is your position in the body of Christ? You see, if it's a consumer mindset, like we've talked about earlier this week, instead of a pursuer mindset, then all you got to say is, I'm just going to sit here and there are going to be people that pour into me, but you will never experience the miracles that God wants to do through you. And God wants you and I positioned. I believe that God strategically and with expertise places with precision people in the body of Christ. I believe that he has chosen this time for me to be in Brevard County. This time for me to be pastor of Merit Assembly of God. This season for me to be on the radio at this point in time, to be a blessing so that the body of Christ will be built up and that the kingdom of God will grow. And that's not just because I'm a preacher. I believed that when I was selling shoes in Texas. I believed it when I was selling shoes in Melbourne, Florida. I believe that God places us exactly where he wants us, but we're not the ones in charge of the placement. He says, I want you to position them. And they were actually positioned in groups of about 50, it says in one of the other passages. That was a manageable group. Not only do you need to be in a church, you need to be in a church where you have relationships. Do you realize that most people who go to churches because of the relationships that are there? Yet we live in a day and time where there are people choosing to go to churches where they can remain anonymous, where nobody knows their name, you know, where the old Cheers program, you know, talked about wanting to go to a place where everybody knew their name. And now we want to go to churches where nobody knows our name. We used to live in small towns where everybody knew everybody, and then people decided, I don't want everybody knowing what I'm doing because I don't even want some people knowing what I'm doing because what I'm doing ain't right. And so they want to go where they can just blend in with the crowd, where they're not going to experience the depth of relationship. Listen, life is about relationships. And I can pour into other people and still not be deprived myself. So God had them positioned, and he took the five loaves and he took the fish and he looked up to heaven and he blessed it and he broke it. All of a sudden, when we place what little we have into the hands of God, the God who created all of the fish in the sea, the God who created the grain that was used to make the bread, the God of fire who created the fire so that the bread could be cooked and the fish could be prepared as well. The God of all of that, he looks up to heaven. You and I, we've got to remember to lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. If we continue to maintain a vision field where we are looking to people to be our source of supply, we are going to be continually frustrated, discouraged, because it's never going to be enough. Man can never supply what God intends to supply for you himself. So Jesus looks up to heaven and he blesses the bread. He blesses the fish. And then he starts to break it and to distribute it to the disciples so that they could go and distribute it to the people. We're thankful for the provision. Last week we had more than enough. But this is a different week. It's different provisions. And I'm thankful for the expertise that has come from South Carolina, and looking forward to meeting Paul McKee and his associate tonight and strategizing to make sure that we do this for the glory of God and with excellence. And I'm here to learn. Guess what? I don't have a lot of experience in dealing with hurricane relief. I mean, I do it on a local level, but this is on a community level. And so we want to get it out to the people as best we can. And so everybody ended up having enough. Okay. When God distributed the manna, there were some people that said, you know what? I'm going to gather more than what I am commanded, more than what I need. Ended up rotting in their tents. We're praying that every need will be met, that there won't be anything that goes to waste, that will not be anything squandered. And so we're praying that thousands of people will be impacted this week and have needs in their life met. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., please help us get the word out. Please bring people who have needs. If you've got a need, don't be ashamed. We're not asking for names. We're not asking for addresses. We're just here to distribute what God has blessed, what God has provided, and we want Jesus to get all the glory. Amen? And so that's coming up this week. Whatever you've got, you know, I had people that were knocking on my door, calling me on my phone, saying, hey, I don't have much, but I've got a little bit that I can give to somebody else that will meet a need. It's going to be an exciting weekend. I can't wait to share with you Monday on what God has done. We're going to close in prayer. Remember, no church Sunday night, but we do have Sunday school 9:30, worship 10:30. Father, Lord, right now, I pray that people who are hurting and in need in Brevard County would be touched with the love of Jesus Christ this weekend by such a marvelous body of Christ. Lord, believers from multiple states, we give you the praise and the glory. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.